Portland, 80% of fentanyl trafficker arrests are illegal migrants from Honduras. By Warner Todd Houston on August 27, 2026. 80% of the recent arrests for fentanyl trafficking in Sanctuary City, Portland, Oregon, are illegal migrants from Honduras, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Oregon. About 80 of the 100 drug traffickers arrested since 2023 in Portland are illegals, Postmillennial noted. The crackdown on open-air drug markets seized 100 kilograms of fentanyl, 40 guns, and $1.3 million in cash. That is enough fentanyl to kill 50 million people, or Oregon's population, 11 times, a federal press release reports. New, federal and local authorities have arrested 46 Honduran nationals operating on behalf of the Sinaloa drug cartel in Portland, Oregon. These suspected illegal aliens flooded the streets with their deadly drug supply, harming Oregon residents. Authorities seized 44 pounds. pic.twitter.com/xts-stickrick. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, April 23, 2025. 3 years ago, downtown Portland had notorious open-air drug markets and was in the news for all the wrong reasons. Downtown fentanyl dealers, many of whom were armed, were contributing to higher crime rates and overdoses, said Oregon U.S. Attorney Scott Bradford. To many people, downtown Portland simply felt unsafe, and it was. As a result of these joint efforts, we are changing that. Meanwhile, Portland is struggling to respond to the rising crime in the city thanks to Democrat campaigns to undermine the police department. Response times, for instance, are soaring and putting the citizens in danger. According to podcaster Patrick Jordan, response times are past 20 minutes. The poor response times recently forced local citizens to jump in to protect a child from being kidnapped by a sexual predator because cops could not get there in time. It certainly isn't the police department's fault. Portland city government has drastically cut the department down to a dangerously small size. City Hall has cut the city's gun violence reduction team, among other departments, and the size of the department has crashed to only 814 employees, down from the 1,045 seen in the year 2000. Portland has only about 1.2 officers for every 1,000 residents, which is half the national average. The assault by city Democrats has driven the department to the depths of despair and left officers feeling betrayed and suffering from some of the lowest morale on record. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.